You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
That is my favorite part.
I know.
That's right, it's the swallows.
And your fluffy shoes.
Cause the swallows are here. Make yourself comfortable. The swallows are here. Clothing optional. That the swallows are here.
Hi-yay-yay! It's my new jive, my new groove. Jam.
Well.
I don't know how that happens.
I don't either.
Last time I wasn't up there enough, I wasn't loud enough.
Now it's out of control. Look at me.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Tuesday evening for us here in the beautiful Colorado State. I wish this foot cheese grater worked better. It just doesn't work very good.
I think foot cheese graters are pretty gross.
Well, yeah, of course, but so are dry feet, so...
Well, what's worse?
Dry feet?
You think so? Not foot cheese dust?
Go look at your mom's feet and you tell me.
Oh, that was not cool. Okay, you win.
Yeah, duh.
I don't want to see either one, actually, now that
can't
we talk about
it. Can't rub my rough feet on your face.
What is that? That's one of those, like, eggy things?
Yeah. It's a foot egg.
How come you women get that?
Men get it, too.
I don't
too.
Get it. I do not get the calluses on the bottom of my feet like you do.
You do.
Is it the slippers? Is it the lady's shoes?
I'm barefoot, like, 90% of the time.
Well, you would think that would then wipe those calluses off.
No.
Or does that then give you more calluses?
I don't know.
Do I have little tender feet? And that's because I don't have a callus one on the bottom of my foot.
Your feet get dry.
They get dry, but they don't get scaly like a lizard.
They might, but you don't.
Oh, whatever.
You won't take care of your feet at all.
Listen, I'm saying that
I have to cut your toenails and file them. So how do you know what's on your foot? You can't even pick it up and see the bottom of it.
All right, listen. I have seen some ladies before in my day where their foot was hanging off their flip-flops. And you could see that big chunk of dry stuff.
The crack is like
my mom.
Like the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, mom's foot would get so bad. It would be like the Grand Canyon. My foot, never like that.
Yeah,
ever.
I don't know.
So I'm just saying, I'm not saying my feet are perfect, but they don't get that weird thing that I need a petty egg.
Yeah, you might. In the summer, you do.
Okay,
your heels
see.
Get all dry and cracked, and I tell you, we have to do your feet.
Okay.
Maybe you don't think you get them because you don't maintain your own damn feet. Maybe that's the problem. I maintain your feet.
So the issue is I'm not seeing my feet, so I don't know what exactly is going on down there.
Yeah. And when something bad is going on, I step in and help out.
Interesting.
You want to switch that?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I got caught up in foot talk.
Well, come on.
Foot talk.
Let's moisturize, people. Moisturize.
Well,
this is not just about your feet. This is about your whole body. Your back gets so dry and ashy that it scratches me at night.
My whole back is like
you
scratchy.
You won't let me moisturize
it. I have grip tape.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a grip tape sweater.
Yeah, and then right before it's going to chap and start bleeding, you're like, oh my God, my back is so dry.
Well, I do know that I complain about my back being dry.
Yeah.
That is a thing.
It's real.
Well, it's so dry here.
Yeah.
If you could wipe me down with moist towelettes and keep me moisturized. I can't put lotion on my back.
You could try.
I do try, but then I just have a real dry spot in the middle.
Well, that's better
short
than
arms
the whole thing.
Don't reach the frickin' middle.
Feet are you.
Amanda says feet are ooh.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? You gotta love feet.
Soft and plump. Without feet,
you can't go anywhere.
Nope.
Well, you can.
Well, it's just harder.
Yeah. You don't walk well.
Yeah.
Without feet. But if you've got any extra toes, I'll take them.
Sean's looking for a toe specimen.
I'm looking for a toe specimen.
You're gross.
Or a finger.
Yeah.
Just like a digit display.
A digit display.
Yeah, wouldn't that be cool?
Where'd you get those 52 toes? Yeah. Oh, people sent them to me.
Yep, send me your toe.
Send me your toe.
I'll send you an autographed photo.
If it just falls off for any random reason, send it our way.
I will send you an autographed photo with me and your toe if you send me one of your toes.
Like in Four Rooms where he cuts off that guy's finger.
Pinky. Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. Throw that baby in some ice, some formaldehyde or something. I don't know how you, preserve a body part like that, but.
I don't either.
I would take a toe. I think that'd be great for the collection. Nothing big. I don't want nothing weird, you know, but a toe would be fine.
You don't want a big toe?
Well, I mean, yeah, a big toe would be fine. Just a toe, a finger. I don't want like a hand in a jar. That
maybe
would be
like
weird.
Their sixth toe.
I don't want like a fetus in that jar or anything weird like that, you know. Oh. Maybe a pig. I would have animal specimens like
well,
that.
Well, you're not that weird then.
Well, I'm pretty weird.
I'd have all those things.
Well, I would too, but I was trying to play it cool with just the toe thing.
Oh, whatever.
The toe is weird
whatever.
Enough. I would. I'd have your face in a jar.
Oh. I'm going to make you skin into a suit.
Good. It'd be a big
wear
suit.
Wear it around.
Good. It's going to be scratchy.
Is it dry?
It's going to be dry and itchy. Hey, everybody, for joining us. What's up, Amanda? She's still fall over.
Yeah.
Even if she had extra toes.
Mm-hmm.
And Eon is in, and then TD is also in the house. We are here on this Tuesday evening. It's a wonderful evening. We're hoping that all of you are having a good time. It is about 16:20 right now.
16:20.
No, what is it? We 12. 17:20. Hmm. Yeah, military time.
Oh, now you do military time?
Yeah, I'm military time guy. That'd be 1720 hours. Plus two.
Plus two.
Plus two. What'd it be, two? Plus one. Plus one. Yeah, I'm a non-military military time guy.
Yeah.
We just wanted to pop on and tell everyone happy Thursday, Tuesday.
Tuesday.
But we just also wanted to talk about some things that was going on. We're going on some adventures. So Shane and I have been invited to visit the volcano in the Philippines.
In the Philippines.
We're looking forward to that. That's the one that just blew up.
Oh.
That big one. It kind of looked like a...
That wasn't in Hawaii?
No, that one was Philippines.
Oh.
And then the one before that where those people were trapped on the island, that was in Italy.
Oh, yeah.
Then there was one in Mexico, but we'll get to all that. There's a lot of volcanoes being pissed off right now.
Oh.
And you know where they're at?
On the fault lines.
The Ring of Fire.
I just saw that there might be one under New Hampshire. And
what?
Wisconsin and...
No, not in the East Coast.
Yeah. Yeah, I just saw it could be a mega one brewing under.
Well, because you know that they've always said that about freaking, what the hell is it called? Yellowstone?
Yeah.
That it's
going to blow.
That's the mega volcano.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I know that if Yellowstone blows, then we're all goners. Because I think like Colorado and stuff, we're right in the death zone of
that. Yeah, it's coming our way.
The planet is just teeming with volcanoes. Is a
burning thing. Oh my gosh. Uh-huh.
A fiery ring.
That's right.
That's what we're talking about. We're talking about volcanoes. Listen, it's a real thing.
Hey, I know.
At some point, it's going to become an issue.
Volcanoes?
Yeah, because we went to... What's up, Dina Joe? What's up, Rocky? Or Joshy? Whichever you prefer. Joshy, Rocky. We went and saw the... IMAX. Ring of Fire. Ring of Fire. We went and saw it. Now, I just looked it up. Look. Look at the freaking Ring of Fire. All right, look. I'm going to show you some stuff right here on the old internet. Because this is really important. Okay, right here. This is what is happening right now. There are 43... active volcanoes, according to the Smithsonian Institute, National Museum of Natural History, Global Volcanism Program. It's not for the Vulcans. It's volcanoes. 43 right now. Look at them. See where they are?
Yeah.
How they're on this west side of South America, the west side of North America, the south of Asia, down in here. This is the Philippines. This is Indonesia, Malaysia, all that good stuff, right? So you look down here, you see all of these volcanoes are active, still brewing.
Yeah.
Last reported, this was just the 29th and 31st of December. Look at the Ring of Fire. North America, West Side, West Coast, South America, East Coast of all this Asian plate over here, Philippines. So most of them right now are erupting inside this Ring of Fire.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? You're just not even taking this serious.
Well,
this is a Ring of Fire.
It is. It's been there forever.
I understand that it's been there forever, but it's
and
never
those
been this active.
Have been there forever,
but it's never been this active. Currently,
I feel like
there's 14
was, like,
now.
Maybe 20 years ago, it was this active.
Really?
Yeah.
So do you think that just it's cyclical and the Earth just every once in a while gets pissed off and spews off a bunch
If I had a bunch of assholes living on me, I'd be pissed off all the time.
Oh, whatever. You can't say it like that.
Why? Humans are horrible.
Yeah, but the...
And they treat this planet horribly.
Yeah, but we're not causing volcanic eruptions.
Well, you don't know.
Global warming?
It's all energy, baby.
Maybe
it's all
global
energy.
Warming is caused by...
The Ring of Fire.
Ring of Fire. And all of these volcanoes are warming up the planet and not us.
Maybe. Why?
So look at this. Volcanic activity worldwide 2020. Etna, Pavaya, Rendavecor, Donkor, Shungashai, Fuji, New Hampshire. See?
New Hampshire's not in the Ring of Fire.
Well, it's not directly in the Ring of Fire because it's on the east coast of the United States, but... You know, it could be in there.
It's pretty sad, actually.
You're not worried at all? I guess what do we have to be worried about? Where it's either going to all blow up or it's not, right?
Right. I mean, yeah. We're either all smoked sausages or we're not.
Well, there's no activity in the United States, so we're fine. Well, Mexico. Mexico's got some stuff going on, but that's in the Ring of Fire.
Interesting.
It's very interesting
it's
because
very sad.
A lot's going on right back to back. Boom, boom, boom. With the volcanoes. Yeah. And it's a little... Because the volcanoes are the one thing that can wipe us all out.
Yeah.
All of us.
Yeah. I'd say that in earthquakes.
Now, volcanoes, I think, are worse because the volcano can blow up and cover the whole planet in ash and block our sun. And then we're dinosaur toast.
Yeah. What's going to happen anyways?
Well, thank you, Mrs. Optimistic over there.
I'm just being a realist.
Well,
I mean, come on. That's what happens here. Like, life happens.
Should we get, like, fire suits?
No.
Wow.
You should probably get, like, a respirator and a big, giant leaf blower.
That's what we need, a big, giant leaf blower? I like it.
Blow the ash away.
Oh, no, that's not a bad idea.
The only thing that could save you at that point would be if you built a snow globe around your house.
Oh, to kind of protect you like a ball.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, Ian in Ireland says hello. And Taz Time is here. And English Barry is here. And Josh says, sometimes the earth just has diarrhea.
Amen.
And Dina says, how do I know? I don't know. I just saw a documentary about the Ring of Fire. And it seems logical since there's been all this stuff
going
on.
Is there Amanda on there?
Amanda says that we need to bring back human sacrifice.
Right.
Like
the Incas. To soothe.
The Mayans.
To soothe.
And that kept them at bay. Is that your foot? Oh, that's nice. that kept the volcanic gods at peace and happy with their
could just
virginal,
be like a new jail sentence.
Virginal sacrifices. She'll send us more candy and we'll survive. I already ate that whole wreath.
My gosh.
Do not send me more candy.
I know.
Send me fruit and vegetables.
He's like, I've gained weight. I don't know how come. I'm like, oh, well, maybe it was all the candy.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's I don't know. I just think it's pretty remarkable what the planet can do.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of cool stuff on this planet, and I would love to see it before it all blows up. It's
the
like
the planet is very much like the human body. It could heal itself if we would just stop destroying it.
Okay. And how do you suggest that?
Well, it's got to start with population control.
Whoa! Now you're treading down a dark path right there.
Why?
CB Christian.
I'm not CB Christian. I'm just saying, like all these death sentences, you know, or all these people, you just drop them in a volcano.
No, we're repealing. Someone is putting it on the ballot so that we can vote to repeal the death penalty right here in Colorado. Let them live, man. Virgins. We throw the virgins.
That's just our tax money paying for them.
The volcano god don't want no criminal.
Hey, man.
It don't want no murderer.
Might
wants a virgin.
Might plug it up.
It needs a virginal
soul. Might give it a little constipation.
Gods like virgins.
Everybody likes virgins. Although I'm not sure why, because they're so inexperienced.
Oh, my God. Shayna. Shut up.
I'm just
That's
saying.
Why they're throwing them in the volcanoes.
Yeah, because they won't put out.
I did listen to a podcast about Mayan human sacrifices and stuff, and man, they didn't mess around.
No.
Sometimes hundreds.
I went in.
Not just in. They would take their hearts out and throw them down those stairs. Those long-ass stairs. Imagine how slippery those were to get back down. Somebody had to climb back down those stairs. They would. They would throw them down those long stairs.
What stairs?
So think of the Mayan temples, right, in Mexico, and it has that.
Oh, Punta from Kente, the top.
Or whatever it's called. Or
Punta Cana.
Punta Cana.
Punta Kente. That's
a different story.
That's Toby.
Yes, I'm sorry. It just came out. Punta Cana. Punta Cana, I think is what
okay.
it is.
Okay.
And it has those long ass stairs. There's like 99 of them or something.
You don't think they washed them off?
Well, they obviously had to wash them off, but they threw them. They would cut their organs out and toss them down those stairs.
I would probably do that.
Toss people downstairs?
Yeah. I'd be a ruler.
You're not looking real good tonight. What are you talking about? Population control and tossing people downstairs?
Yeah, they're organs, you said.
Their organs, they cut the organs out and tossed the people.
Oh, yeah, that's better.
They tossed the bodies down the stairs.
That's probably better.
How else were they going to get them down there?
Right.
They walked up.
Yeah.
So they're not going to carry them down, no. So they would toss them down.
But maybe
down
that's
those steps.
Why next to the stairs, it's just straight. You just put them on there and slide them down.
Oh, that little slope, like a little gutter.
Yeah.
It was like a little gutter there.
Oh.
Maybe they did.
Maybe,
you know,
it was for the blood sacrifice.
I was listening, and it did say that their human sacrifice was like artistry. It was
slinky
for real.
Them bitches. I agree. Yep. Make them doo 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 doo. Yeah. As they go down, I love it. What's going? We're talking about
Gina
everything.
Is like, what are you guys talking about?
We're all over the place.
I don't know.
We started with toes.
Now we're on to volcanoes.
Volcanic sacrifices.
And trying to figure out how to get them to stop.
Right. They're not going to stop.
What if we throw Oreos in there? Marshmallows. If we threw a bunch of marshmallows into a volcano,
it would just flow out and spew marshmallow everywhere.
Like,
you think that would be better?
Man. Yeah.
We know what happened in New York City when
molten
it was covered in marshmallow.
I was imagining more of like candied yam so that it would close it off and it'd get that hard little crunch over the top. It'd be like a marshmallow cap on the volcano. Come on, imagine it. It's
not
candied,
a baked Alaska.
It's the candied yam. Mm. I never had a baked Alaska.
That's funny.
Yeah. See, even she said you're rough.
Yeah.
Rough.
Sometimes.
You are rough.
Am I?
No.
I'm pretty tough.
Yeah.
You
would have been a queen ruler.
Absolutely.
Of some sort back in the day. You wouldn't have taken no nonsense from no.
Off with their head.
Off with
painting
their
the
head.
Roses red. Painting the roses red. That's absolutely right.
We need to go see Becky tomorrow.
Okay.
And have a celebratory breakfast.
Oh, you don't even know. It'll still be.
Shut up.
Yeah, man. Hey,
shut up.
Not blue, not green, not aquamarine. Painting the roses red. Can we talk about how sad it is in Australia right now?
If you want to.
It is making me so sad. My name is Joe Roberts. What are you doing?
I don't know. Australia is really sad.
I can't even believe it. All those poor animals.
There's no way to save it.
I mean, at this point, it's like the people, they just got to run. They just got to fend for themselves.
Right.
But those poor animals.
Yeah.
We could lose a whole species.
Several species of animals. That's what they're saying. I mean, 500 million animals are predicted to be killed,
mm-hmm.
you know, lost in these fires. So the likelihood of an entire species being wiped out is probably pretty good, because I think there are a lot of species that only live over there.
Yeah, I think so, too.
We don't got no kangaroos anywhere else, do they? Maybe New Zealand, maybe? I don't know, because that's right there.
Yeah. Some people are... There's a lot of groups, right, that have been started.
Sending money and stuff?
Yeah, they want, or like Joey packs and stuff like that. They're, they are like trying to help out, right? Help yeah. the animals out and stuff.
Well, I heard that some people were dropping food
mm-hmm.
To try and help and stuff, but I just don't know. And water, and, you know, that's the number one thing they need is water. The animals need water.
Right.
Because of all the videos you see is the koala bears stopping firefighters or anyone they can to try and get some water, and that's the case for all of them.
Right.
But that's just the ones we can see. Those are the bigger animals. I mean, imagine just the rodents and the small stuff, the wee little weasels and the ferrets and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
There's probably lizards out there.
Oh, there are tons.
Stuff like that, right?
I mean, God, millions of lizards.
Do they have Komodo dragons?
No, I don't think not down there. Not in Australia.
I was looking for this group because Skylar sent me this group, but I don't know where it is. Anyways, that there.
Well, and it's careful. I mean, I don't. We don't want to promote a group, and without any knowledge of what they're actually doing with the money and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, they're not looking for money. They're looking for people to make things.
Like oh,
the
really?
Joey pouches.
What is a Joey pouch?
It is a little pouch that holds a baby kangaroo.
Okay.
And then they put them in there, and that way they feel like they're still protected.
Okay.
So some people are knitting them. Some
so
people
what's
are
the
sewing
point?
Them.
So because there's going to be a bunch of loose baby.
Yeah, because there's a bunch of dead mothers out there.
Ah.
Yeah. So they need a pouch to put their baby
for the
in.
Babies.
Yeah.
Because a lot of adult kangaroos have been lost. Yeah. If you go to Reddit and look up Australia wild bushfires or wildfires, some of the photos from the people that are actually there. You know, you're seeing it a little bit differently than you do in the news and even on Facebook and stuff, because there might be people on your Facebook that you don't, that aren't in Australia.
Right.
But when you go to Reddit, they're all posting on Reddit.
They're all over the world.
And like one guy had 3 or 4 burned up kangaroos that had gotten on his back porch.
Yeah.
Because they had run from the fire and then seeked shelter, and he was just dousing them with water.
Yeah.
Trying to, you know.
That's sad.
Cool them off and stuff. But they knew they needed to go in, and so they came into his back porch.
I feel like it's sad because here in our America, we're not hearing enough about it.
We're not hearing it to the severity, I think, probably. But that's how it always is. That we only get what the news is giving us. That's
right.
Why I'm saying go to Reddit and see some of the pictures of the people on the street.
Yeah.
Because
some of the videos. I thought it was funny because we were talking about Bega Park, because we're a sister city.
Yes, Littleton.
To a city in Australia.
Right.
Right?
Bega,
so
Australia.
In Littleton, we have Bega Park, which we sister and partner with Bega Australia. And I told you they were on fire and burning up. And then you were like, nah, they're fine. And then you looked and you were like, oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Bega's in trouble. Yeah.
Bega. And that one,
is
I think, was started by an arson.
Yes, there was some arson that took place. People wanting to, I don't know what the motivation of an arsonist is to set a bush on fire. You know what I mean? Maybe and then they can put it out and be like, oh, I'm a hero. But you can never control an outdoor bushfire or anything like that.
I feel like when your entire, what are they, country, Australia?
They're a country.
Is on fire?
They're a continent.
Continent? I think so. Why? I guess maybe you think, oh, if I do this, I won't get caught. No one will know. You know what I mean?
You always get caught.
Of course. It's crazy they catch you, too.
That girl who started the Haman fire, they determined her ash was in the fire pit from the love letter she had started burning from her boyfriend that started the freaking millions of acres fire.
That is crazy shit.
They can find shit.
Those firemen are amazing. How they put it together, what it was that started the fire is amazing.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Nothing but ash everywhere, all you can see.
Mm-hmm.
But yet you can pinpoint where the fire was started.
Origination. Yeah, an origination point. Mm-hmm. If there was gasoline, any kind of fuel used.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. But, you know, I wish that I could say, listen, I'm going to start a GoFundMe right now. We're going to raise $10,000. I'm going to send it to Australia for the relief for the animal fund. But I don't know.
Well, I do know this, you can send money to the city of Littleton, and they are taking up donations to send
for
to Biga. Biga.
Mm-hmm. For Biga specifically.
Yes, Biga
because
specifically.
Go to Reddit and search Biga, B-E-G-A, mm-hmm. Australia.
Yeah.
And that is our sister city for the city of Littleton. And it's devastating. It's incredible, the photos that are coming out of
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. So if you do want to donate, that's a great place, a great way to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, Australia is huge, so I mean.
There's so many fires. If you look at it,
now,
did you see that? Now, the fire map that's going around is fake.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, so be careful.
I didn't look at any
Where
fire
you look,
map.
Get your information.
Right, make sure it's a reputable place that you're giving money to. For these causes.
And it's just not, yeah, exactly, because there was
But
some
I
false
will say this, just to play devil's advocate, is that it's supposed to happen, man. Things have to be cleaned out, you know, as much as it's happening in Australia, probably not. You know, like when we had all the major fires here in California, had all the major fires there, it's like you do have to clear out some of that old brush.
Well, yeah, it's Mother Nature cleansing herself, but the problem is that we've encroached so close to Mother Nature that then her cleansing herself is now taking out millions of dollars worth of our stuff.
But that's not.
I understand that, but you can't.
That's our fault.
I understand that as well.
And if you're rich enough to have a house out there,
well, that's
put
not,
the sprinkler things on them.
It's not necessarily about rich. Sometimes it's just about, you know, family and heritage. And I can't speak for what it's like in Australia because that's an old country, you know what I mean? And
how much of it is undeveloped?
A lot still is still wild, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I don't know. It's absolutely horrible.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well,
and it seems to be a lot of the coast. It's hard to find a really good, accurate map of the fire locations because so many fire maps that are non-authentic have been circulating.
People are crazy. Why would you do that? Why would you put
because that's what people do, man.
Just pass one fake, I think, false information.
The original one started because a guy was like, oh my god, there's these fires on, and so he just went and Googled a map, and this map popped up, and he just used it in his post unintentionally,
and then it got passed and passed
unintentionally, and then that became like the map of all the fires, and it showed like three spots that weren't on fire, and so it was a little over.
Interesting.
Yep.
Because
I've been very interested in this whole thing because I wanted to know about Biga, and I wanted to know what is really the scope of the devastation as opposed to what we're seeing. Because on the news, you get this little quick highlight every once in a while of like,
right.
And these fires are still, you know, we've sent out firefighters from Colorado and across this nation to go and help. And we just hope that the efforts are good. But you don't really get kind of the nitty gritty of what is happening on the ground there.
Right.
Unless it's a fire, something sweet.
Right.
Oh, firefighter gave a koala bear a drink of water. Mm-hmm. You know, sweet. It's like, yeah, well, I saw some pictures today of a whole group of koala bears just burned.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they're not showing that. They're
no.
not saying, listen.
Which they should be. This
should.
Is what's happening.
Yeah. And it
this
was a whole
This is really what is happening. This is why we need joy bags. This is why we need, you know,
And it was
all
a whole family group of
makes
bears.
Makes me sad. I love koala bears.
It was super unfortunate. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And this fire is creating its own weather. It's so big and so hot at times. It's just incredible.
That doesn't tell you something about our planet.
Yeah. Well, that, and between that and the volcanoes are creating their own weather as well. Did you see the pictures from the volcano in Philippines? And it was attracting lightning.
Yeah.
And creating like tornadoes, fire tornadoes and stuff, like it's doing in Australia.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
What's up, Dr. K?
I think it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, go ahead, let him out. Yep. So it's a horrible thing. But when the fire is that big and it's so dry, there's nothing that you can do to get ahead of it.
Right. No, it's just going to burn.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just...
And it's pushing everybody to the coast.
Yeah.
And then, like they said today, they're using so much fire retardant and stuff like that, that then that's going to eventually wash out into the ocean and then is going to affect all the marine life that's then around that area that's, you know, supplying whatever animals are living off of that.
Right.
You know, so the reaching of this fire is going to be so massive.
Well, we don't live far from the North Fork fire zone.
No, we do not.
I guess it's a scar now.
The North Fork fire scar. Yeah.
It's a scar now.
Yep.
And that was a huge fire here in Colorado a long time ago now. But when you drive up there, it is still so devastatingly sad.
Oh, yeah, just to see it charred and the black trees just standing there.
And just gone.
Yeah.
Everything is just gone. Like, that whole mountain was just full of lush trees and just coated. And now it's just, you see one or two houses that are trying to rebuild that were over there and were lost in the fire. You know? And then, like, the one house that didn't get burnt at all.
Right.
Which is also
so
weird.
You know, you got to have survivor's guilt.
Yeah.
If your house doesn't burn and everyone else's do.
But then you hear those heartbreaking stories of the people that their house is burnt time and time again.
Yeah, over and over.
And it's like, do we even try this time again?
Yeah, why? Well, the problem is that sometimes the insurance companies will only rebuild or pay if you rebuild in that same location.
Same, yeah, absolutely.
That's what we learned with the floods and stuff like that.
Right. Which is crazy as well.
You know, God made a crazy planet, and he made it very tumultuous.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on this planet.
Absolutely.
We don't even understand underneath the surface. There's fires burning under the surface of our feet.
Yeah, it always has been.
Well, and that's just the volcanoes are showing.
It's magma.
Venting magma.
Hot glowing magma.
Do I think that God causes the fires and anything like that? Of course not. But the fact of the matter is this planet is unpredictable.
Yeah.
It's out of control.
Man.
We can't tame this planet.
You better.
There's only two
count
things.
Your blessings.
There's only two things on this planet that think they can tame this planet. Humans and beavers.
Yeah. Beavers. Yeah.
Yep.
Beavers.
But
beavers do a lot of damage.
Beavers do a lot of damage.
In
beavers
a very
and humans,
short time.
Beavers and
they
humans
are
the
hardest
two.
Working animal on this planet.
Yeah. Well, they're the only two that will destroy their habitat.
Yeah.
Like us.
They're
humans
never,
and beavers.
Yeah. They are never not working.
Yep.
Just like us. Tear it down. Why do we need that tree?
We don't need that.
We don't need that.
I can move that tree to make something over there.
Yeah.
It's all that matters to me.
Yeah.
But what can you do? What's up, sheet metal? Sheet metal-y? Howdy, fella.
Yeah, hello.
We're just talking about the craziness of the fires.
Craziness
How
of the fires.
How out of control they are. You'll hear mom in the background making dog food.
Mm-hmm.
Say hi, mom.
Hi.
That's mom in there.
Yes.
And we've covered the volcanoes and the fires.
Yeah.
If you want to donate to the Australian fires and you're in Littleton,
look up Biga.
Yep. The city of Littleton is taking donations for our sister city.
You put it in there, Biga, Australia.
BEGA. That's right. The fire in my pants is burning. it's burning hot, Josh. Thanks for asking. We'll move on from the fires. On to some fun stuff. Like, so as I said in this, the future's bright. We're on a full load of adventures. Someone says hi. Josie says hello, mom. And so we are doing new things this weekend. We're going to the Wild West show at the National Western Stock Show.
The dog show is that day too.
The dog show is also that day. And we are going, I will be singing the national anthem for the horse jumping event.
At 7:30.
Which is scary. Those guys, they jump over those gates and stuff.
Yeah, I feel like that's how people are injured.
I think it is a dangerous sport.
Yeah.
I think it is declared the most dangerous Olympic sport.
Yeah, maybe a lot of people die.
They do. They do die.
Because they're just up there and then they fall and maybe they get trampled by their horses.
Wow, you're really making this sound fun, Shayna. Yeah, I'm not scared of horses enough as it is.
You won't be out there while this is happening.
Well, I have to stand adjacent.
Not
to horses?
Yeah, but that's just, they run the arena with their flags.
That's the color guard.
Yeah, that's what they do, and that's the only time you're out there.
That's a long enough time for trampling.
You wouldn't get trampled.
I won't.
You would get wrapped up and drugged behind.
Oh, nice. That makes me feel better. A little dragging.
Yeah, that way we can hear you.
That's how I sound.
Yeah,
when I scream. Wow. No, I will not.
Yes. You'll be drug around.
Well,
a couple
I'm
times.
Thinking I want to get a cowboy hat this year.
Okay.
I need a cowboy hat, but I should make my own.
Okay.
Since I'm a hat maker.
Yeah, you'd think.
Don't roll your eyes at me. What is your face?
What is your face? All these lofty.
I'm still wearing stolen cowboy boots.
Yeah, I know. Thank you to them.
Yeah, that
they've gotten more use out of them since you've had them.
I can't even remember what her name was.
I know.
Is Diane?
I know. I'm not going to try to guess.
Stacy.
You know what? There's a million names in the world.
Melody. I don't know. I don't know. I borrowed a pair of cowboy boots from a lady and her husband, and I still own them.
I'm still borrowing them.
I'm still borrowing them, yes. I've used them to sing the national anthem twice.
Three times.
I used them as part of my costume for Dog the Bounty Hunter twice.
Yep.
And then this will be the fourth time I've sang the national anthem in the stolen cowboy boots.
Right. There you go. You have that. Well, at least you're using them.
So I think
I should. At least you're getting some good wear and tear.
So is anyone out there got a hat I can borrow that will complete my ensemble?
Yes. Or a fringed shirt.
Oh, I do need one of those Western shirts with the fringes.
We got to take you to that Mexican store in the Aurora Mall. Although that's a very dangerous mall.
I can't go in there.
It's very dangerous.
I can't.
Yeah. I probably could.
You could.
I probably could.
But you're ethnic.
I'm brown.
You're brown.
But that store in there, that little Mexican store in there, is beautiful.
It is.
That clothes in there is so amazing and beautiful.
They have some very nice cowboy boots.
Yeah.
Very nice. I don't know if I'm a pointy toe or the square toe guy. The ones that I'm currently in ownership of are pointy toes.
I would say pointy. Your white leather skin ones were pointy.
They were my snake skins.
But those could have been girl boots.
Ow. Dina's got a girly cowboy hat.
He don't mind.
That's my role. That's how I roll. Girly.
He's kind of soft.
I don't think that was necessary.
I might be feeling a little punchy
today.
You
might be feeling a little punchy today. Well, since you're punchy, little Miss Shayna, why don't we talk about you?
What about?
Okay.
Bring it on. I'm amazing.
What the hell? Stop that.
I'm amazing.
With your Instapop party.
I'm doing it.
What are you doing?
What are you talking about?
We're having
one on the 25th.
Of what? February?
No, January.
Of March?
Oh, my God. You already know this. Everybody already knows this.
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, there was one thing about the volcanoes that I didn't get to. Can I go back to it?
Sure.
I want to let everybody know to set your DVRs because on March the 4th, at prime time, live on television, Nick Walenda is going to tightrope walk across the active volcano in Nicaragua.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay? Dude's going to tightrope walk across a volcano, Shayna.
Yeah, well, people have done it across Grand Canyon.
It's not a volcano.
Between buildings.
He's the guy who did it.
Who did we listen to?
Him.
That sat down and cooked.
His grandfather.
Yeah.
This guy's great-grandfather.
He'll totally nail it.
All right, fine. Set your damn DVRs. March 4th. You want to see this freak walk a rope?
He's going to nail it.
Oh, my God. Lois has a cowboy shirt with tags, with frills.
Nailed it.
Spoiler alert, he won't fall.
Nope. See? Josh and I, we're on the same page
tonight. Oh, Lewis has the cowboy shirt with the tag still on it that was given to him. I can borrow it. Bring it on. What? I need it by Saturday. I'm going to walk around with that. I'm making my own. I've got to go buy leather tomorrow.
What?
Now I got to have a hat. I got to go buy my own hat. I got to make my own hat.
Here, look. I saw that today.
If he does fall, he won't. We won't get to see it. All right. So you're giving me this because this are the character attributes of an Aries. Sorry, not sorry. That's the first thing it says for an Aries.
when I read
being
it.
Being the best at everything is what I do.
Yeah, it's kind of spot on.
I like confronting problems and people head on. I like being talking loudly and being disruptive. I like putting people in their place. I like motivating people to do better. And I like speaking without thinking.
Yeah, duh.
Mm-hmm.
It's like my first response.
I like showing off my talents. These are my extracurricular activities. Mm-hmm. Showing off talents. Arguing.
Uh-huh.
Flirting.
Uh-huh.
And dancing.
Yeah.
That is you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some of your skills are that you do not apologize.
No.
You take initiative. Stand up for the underdogs. You give an aggressive pep talk.
I do.
You can do it, motherfucker.
That's right. I will slap you.
One of your other skills are bossing people around.
I'm so good at
you
that.
You are good at bossing people
you
around.
You know what? Everyone does what I say.
Yes, they do. And putting people in their places. The number one thing you can expect from an Aries is putting people in their places.
Do you think that sounds
throwing
like me?
Throwing temper tantrums? You don't really throw temper tantrums, do you? A little bit you do. Yeah, you
sometimes
do.
Sometimes I do.
Oh, yeah, intimidating people with my strong personality. That's definitely not you. Take this. Don't hurt me.
Well, I have two for you.
You have two for me? I don't want mine because mine are all soft and squishy.
You're Virgo.
I'm a Virgo. What's up, Fang?
A Leo Virgo.
And Tanasi and Srinivas. 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 Just Srinivas. You can make it if you try. And Fang and I.
Anyways, it's Tuesday.
Instapop party.
Yeah.
We're great. Doing that. Okay, yeah. No, I'm just wrapping up my notes, dang hole.
Jeez.
And we did the stolen
You're
boots.
You're a looper.
I need a neck hat.
Oh, it said in there. Go back. I can't have no control, so.
What
I
does it say?
It
here.
Says. I don't know.
Let's go back.
Look, read.
I don't know. You do it. You do it. I can't.
You're telling me to do it, and you're doing it.
Okay. Nick Walinda, Italian firefighters.
Oh, it has turquoise bottoms and everything, Dina Joe says.
What? Oh, yeah, I need all that. I need turquoise bottoms.
Yeah, you do.
Now, is that like pants?
Turquoise looks good on you.
Like it's got a little pair of turquoise shorts that come along with
or
it?
Or the bottom half of the shirt is turquoise.
Oh, would I wear my leather pants with that?
Oh, maybe.
Would leather pants go with that?
Bottoms.
Like pants.
He's saying
bottoms. Yeah, like polyester pants.
34, 36.
Yeah.
Closer to a 34.
I have a huge buckle. Thanks for asking, Josh.
It says Sean.
It's got my name on it.
S-E-A-N.
S-E-A-N. That's right.
It's all there.
Hey, listen, I want to know if anyone out there, not bottoms, like, well, then what the hell are you talking about? You keep saying bottoms, but then not bottoms.
Like the bottom of the shirt?
Like the bottom of the shoes.
What color is the fringe?
Is it a pair of pants?
Is it white fringe? Is it black fringe?
Where's this teal at?
Some embroidery on it?
Yeah, send us a picture. Send me a picture. Because I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
He'll still wear it.
Can I wear them with my leather pants? Would it look good with leather pants?
I don't know.
I don't know
that you can take biker leather pants and put them with a rodeo shirt.
Oh, so I think I need to wear denim. Denim goes with those pants?
I don't know.
Would be a denim go?
Buttons. Oh, who's got the button? Button.
Turquoise buttons.
Ooh, they're shiny, I bet.
Has she been saying buttons this whole time and we
snaps.
Just think it said bottoms?
Snap.
I love snaps. Wear jeans. Yeah, Jess said.
I love snaps.
I'm a big fan of the snap shirt.
Just pull them on.
I used to have a lot when I was a kid.
Pull on those snaps and use naked.
Those pearl. Yeah, I'm down. If Lewis will let me borrow it, I'll take it for life.
He borrows things forever.
Mm-hmm. Well, just ask anybody who's let me borrow anything like a tent.
I sold that fucking tent. Stupid ass tent. It was horrible. Never been set up. Anyways.
The people who bought it were stupid.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
Yeah, well. Don't choke.
Hold on.
Whew. Put your arms up.
They're up.
In the air.
It's a Ralph Lauren. Why doesn't he wear it?
Does he go to the rodeo often?
Is he a rodeo kind of guy? He didn't seem like a rodeo guy to me.
I love it.
I'm down. Okay, well, I know what I'm wearing now.
There you go.
Wearing a borrowed shirt.
Borrowed shirt with some borrowed shoes and maybe someone else's pants.
Okay. Did you hear about the tree?
What tree?
I told you about the tree.
The redwood tree.
We never got a chance to see it. We have got to start traveling.
Okay.
Okay? We've got to start seeing. You know what? If we don't get to Mount Rushmore, they're going to bust it down.
Yeah.
And before we know it,
you're going to turn it into a big old flipping off finger. Fuck you, America. It'll
be a big Joe Rogan up there.
Big old
yeah.
Off.
So we need to go see that, because what I'm talking about is there was that giant redwood tree in California that you could drive a car through, and it was still a living tree. They said it was probably 1,000 years old. The storm that went through California recently took the tree out.
Well, they did carve a big hole in the base of the tree.
Now, that is going to definitely mess with the integrity of the tree, obviously.
Allows disease in.
But it's been standing that way since like 1920 or 1919 or some crap like that. So it's been going on a long time.
Right.
But either way, we never got to see it. It's gone now.
Did it blow down all the way to the base?
All the way? It broke it down to the ground.
Roots out?
No roots. It broke it at the ground.
Where it was dug out. Where the hole was cut.
Yeah, where the hole in the tree was cut, I think it broke it down. Mm-hmm. Because there was an actual, like a road going through there.
Yeah, you know who did that? Humans.
Humans. Beavers.
Human beavers.
Man beavers.
Them and their big ass teeth.
Yep. So that tree is down. So we need to start traveling and seeing our nation's wonders.
Of the world.
Before they're wiped out.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to see. We need to go see Old Faithful. And now there was this other geyser in Yellowstone that just started squirting out again, and it hadn't squirted in a while.
Yeah, because it's gone.
It's most active. Right, exactly. So we need to go, and see all these things, which means we need a vehicle to tow our trailer.
Yep.
We need a tow-ho vehicle so that we can go and see all these things.
Yep.
And what's weird is that they're so right close to us. Like, there's so many national parks right around us, and then Yellowstone is right there.
You haven't even been to Mesa Verde.
I've never even been to Mesa Verde. I don't even know.
I only got you to the sand dunes a couple years ago.
I don't even know where the Four Corners are.
Oh, my God.
What do they look like?
Corners.
Are they? Is there four?
Yeah.
And they're corners.
They all meet at one point.
See, that ain't real.
Yeah.
You think it really is? Those states? Like, or is it just a... It's like a truck stop.
It's a big monument. Yeah. It's got a big thing in the ground. You go take pictures.
Really?
Everyone can stand in a different state.
And who surveyed this? Was this surveyed by like someone reputable?
I would feel like maybe, I don't
Jefferson?
Know.
Jefferson? Thomas say, Jefferson?
Who is it? Lewis and Clark?
Lewis and Clark, yes.
I don't know, but those old-timey surveyors, they were serious.
They were serious. They surveyed this country 7 foot at a time.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's a big deal.
And if you find certain places, you find the original survey. I don't know if it's like a survey stone or what.
Yeah, a marker.
Yeah, that they'd put in the ground. Yep. And you can find them, and they're metal, and they're cool.
Let's see. Sheet metal says they haven't squirted in a while. But that's okay. There's still time.
Mm-hmm,
you can squirt at any time. And then Amanda called you a toho.
You called me a toho. That's why she's asking. Oh, toho, what?
Right, because we started the podcast
with toes.
That means
he likes
toes.
To suck on my toes, and I'm a hoe because I let him.
Suck on my fancy toho.
Put him in your mouth. Put him in your mouth.
Listen, I'm guilty of having a toe in my mouth.
Ew, yeah. Not my toes.
Well, it wasn't yours.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's grosser. You're grosser now.
I couldn't put my own toe. Yeah, there's those people that could suck on their own toes and could never get my foot to my mouth, ever.
Yeah.
No, there's no way. I would snap in half.
Yeah. Your leg would just break off quick. Yeah,
I think Marlon's coming over.
Oh.
At some point. He just texted me and said, ask him for home. I know, Amanda. We're I'm toe fetish today.
Toe fetish.
I got a toe fetish.
Let me put my toe in your nose.
Okay.
You got a giant nostril hole.
All right, so some other things that's going on, real quick, because the California tree fell down. Mount Rushmore has become a guy flipping everyone off.
It's not going to be anyone you know either.
No, it's going to be like, who in the hell is that guy?
Just going to be a big hand. Exactly. Oh, it is pretty.
Kind of like when...
Ooh, this would look real nice on him, Dina Jo.
When Howard Stern showed up as Fart Man.
It'll bring out the blue in your eyes.
Oh, that is a wicked shirt.
That's real, real nice.
Oh, yeah, that is turquoisey.
That's real, real nice. It's just the right amount of turquoise.
Did you look at those buttons?
They're beautiful.
They're not...
Snap.
Those snaps?
Snap.
They're diamonds.
Ooh.
Snap tight like a diamond.
Ah, I like them.
They're turquoisey diamond.
That way you don't need to have a bowler.
What's up, Nemons999? We're just looking at a really sweet Western shirt. Oh, it's a polo by Ralph Lauren.
Does it have a little polo guy on there?
It says extra large. Oh, that'll fit me. That'll get my man boobs right in there. But I don't think this is a shirt you wear with leather pants.
No.
I have to have some Wranglers.
No.
Do you tuck that shirt in?
Yes.
Okay, that's a tuck-in shirt?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a tuck-in shirt with belt buckle.
Tuck-in shirt with my Sean belt buckle.
Mm-hmm. And your nice blue jeans.
Now, here's my thing. If I got a hat, I was going to make a cowboy hat. I'm really thinking about spending the money. Go spending like $40, buying some leather, making me a hat. I would remove my own hat while I was singing the national anthem.
Yeah.
Right, because please remove your hats and caps as we have sing the national anthem.
I would think you would hold it over your heart.
But I like holding my hands. You know, I would hold it in my hand, and I would wave it out as if
you're like Ricky Bobby.
I'm not really sure
what to do with my hands.
No,
right
I got
now.
One hand in the microphone, and I got the other hand holding my hat, like presenting it, like I'm, you know, like a America.
I love it. I love it. And then when you walk out, you just keep it upside down so people can throw coins
and change and stuff. Uh-huh. Oh, brilliant! Please throw silver dollars at me.
Not.
And Sacagaweas. I love the Sacagaweas.
Silver dollars, not cow patties.
A certain red hat. Oh, yeah. I would wear my jeans and I would wear a hat.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. And I would hold it over my heart. I've never worn a cap when I sang the national anthem.
No.
I always just did hair gel.
Yeah. Hair gel.
Oh, what's up? Yes, my Marlon, man, Marlon.
Marlon, you just sounded drunk.
My man, Marlon, in the house.
Are you drunk, Pod?
No, we're just finishing up. Gaga, we're coming to see you tomorrow. We were talking about you yesterday. We were talking about you a few minutes ago. But we're going to come have a celebratory breakfast, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. Or yeah. Thursday.
Or Thursday.
Hopefully tomorrow.
Hopefully tomorrow. Marlon. What time does the pharmacy open?
I don't know. I think 8 or 9.
You might make it.
She's got to get her prescription. No, but maybe she can go at midnight. No. She's got to get her prescriptions, and then she's going to hit the road.
Yeah.
And she's going to hit the road.
Jack.
Don't you come back.
No more.
Yeah. So then we need to go see Gaga.
Yes. Love her.
Love her. All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
We're done.
We're done.
We're just perfect timing. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I've got this. I got the thing.
Oh, we'll be back tomorrow.
That's the wrong thing.
Things will be getting back to normal. Tomorrow we might be drunk.
Yeah.
You know.
We'll do an after breakfast podcast.
Yeah.
Hopefully with Gaga. Because you know what sucks? Is Gaga says all the time she gets on right before we get off.
Oh. We need to have her on here.
Dina says, hey, talk to me right now about meeting up with the shirt.
Hi, Marlon. Hi, Marlon. Dina Jo. Yeah, you do. Short skirt, cowboy boots.
Oh, yeah, you do. You remember
Dina
Jo.
He goes, oh, hi, Dina Jo.
Yeah. He remembers. She, you know what? Since you're here, it did come up that you were breathing down her neck quite a bit at the party.
I didn't mean to.
And she liked it.
It wasn't just her.
And so did Heather.
Heather said the same thing. But so did Alligator.
Oh, that's right. You made them all feel so welcome and warm.
I just want to precursor that none of them minded.
None of them minded. Even I didn't mind. when you were breathing down my neck, I kind of enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, that's my thing. We need to talk about that later.
Yeah.
With the both of you.
We do?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Because.
I wasn't breathing down any necks. Well, okay.
You were leaning in real hard to Marlon's breathing.
I was.
Your breathing was synced
with mine. Yeah, that's right. That's true.
I can barely tell the difference between the two of you.
Well, it's because we're brothers.
You are brothers.
From different colored mothers.
Yes.
Yeah, we're family.
I love it.
Yes. I hope that you enjoyed yourself, Sheet Metal. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Absolutely.
Well, you know what? You missed the amputated toe talk we were doing earlier Freak Child.
Yeah, we talked about amputated toes if people would send them in.
Yeah, because I got interested. I just would like to have
a full
set.
Do you have a wet specimen that you don't want in your house anymore? Just reach out to us at everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, Podbean. It's a great app. Definitely use Podbean. I want to shard a toe shelf.
A toe shelf.
Yeah, just if he can all get
every toe from a different person. Just that, just 10 different people.
I got this toe.
10 different toes.
It was the winner of 20.
Yeah.
What if you could get like a black toe that was, frostbitten?
Ooh, that would be wicked.
What if you just took your shoes off one day and you had a whole bunch of toes in your shoes?
I do that every day.
No,
that happens every day.
They weren't on your foot. They stayed in your shoe. What did you do? Holy shit, my toes fell off.
You just pulled out your
what
stump?
What the fuck? Yeah. I'm missing the second and the fourth. And now I just got this weird little three nubble thing going on.
Where's your Aries thing that you just had? I'm going to show Marlon. Oh, and my new shirt that I'm going to get from Dina.
You want to show Marlon because you want to see if that is true?
Yeah, I want him to agree with me.
About what? That this is me?
Yeah.
I showed it to you because I told you I thought it was me.
I know, but then he'll agree with you and then me at the same time. And
your skills not apologizing and take the underdogs. Give an aggressive pep talk. Buzzing people around, starting not finishing projects.
That was true. The starting and not finishing. I am right now trying to finish projects I have not finished.
You have a sheet over there with 16 or 17 unfinished projects.
I think they're like 27. Thank you for trying to
be giving you credit.
How can I not agree with this?
Do you think that sounds like me?
I mean, is she a textbook like Aries or what?
You better fucking say the right thing right now.
Not at all. No.
I will bully you in the nicest way.
Yes.
You don't intimidate people with your strong personality. You just.
She just intimidates one person.
Help them and go in the right direction.
Right.
That you want them to.
You're nurturing and
get your head out of your ass.
Right.
How long are you gonna endure that torture?
Yeah. Exactly. No, you do good. It's just, it really nailed her.
I'm not sorry.
That's what I said to you. Sorry, not sorry.
That's funny.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, everyone.
Have a great day.
We'll be back tomorrow. Happy Tuesday.